You need Bhagavat?
We have. Which chapter will you do?
21.
21.
It's very?
Very small. Mm-hmm. For traveling. I have made copy in small size.
Is it 10th?
No, not 10th. Only certain chapters, 21 and 22 and 29, 30.
Important. I have told you Venu Git something.
Now you will do summary.
Summary.
Summary of chapter.
Summary of chapter or summary of a shloka?
Which will you think will be better?
This will be better.
Because we only may have six, seven meetings with you at this.
No, period. No, there are so many meetings. Several meetings will be done. This year, that year, always we meet.
So you want to go verse by verse?
Not, but in summary, but each shloka.
Okay.
This adhyaya, this chapter is of Urvarag. Urvarag. There are two kinds of Urvarag. One for sadhak, those who are practicing Raganuga Bhajan sadhak, and those who are siddha. In Raganuga, only abhas will come. Abhas, you know?
Shadow of it.
Shadow.
Some
shadow. The shadow will come. And in siddha, pure purvarag will come. But in Braja, always Purvarag.
Again and again.
Again and again. When Srimati Radhika meets Krishna, they both think that first time you have met. And from distance place, when she sees Krishna, she thinks that I've seen Krishna first time. Nitya Navi.
Always fresh.
Nava Yovana.
No, no I am. In practicing Raganuga, we can have some realization when Vishuddha Sattva comes in our heart. Up till Shuddha Sattva does not come, we can do Anuman only. Anuman?
Inference. I think inference.
Grace.
We can infer.
Like inference. Like logic.
Logic.
Like logic.
An idea of it.
An idea. So, when we can go in the stage of Siddha, we can realize something. as it has been told that in Srimad Bhagavatam or Brihad Bhaman Puran that the gopis were practicing Radhanuga Bhajan were Jauthuki or Jauthuki. Understanding? Jauthuki or Jauthuki.
Some are in special groups and some are not in special groups. Groups.
And in these groups, Munichari and Rishichari are Jauthaki.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
Yes.
You also remember?
Yes, sir.
Are utaniya sato galasa safala
jo. Okay. Go okay.
Some mystery.
We don't care.
I.
He wants some mystery to suffer.
Kuch nahi. Then, in Jauthaki, Rishichari, and Dandakaranya, Munichari. And in Ajauthaki, there are so many.
Devakanya.
Devakanya and all so many. Rishichari and Munichari took birth in Gop Griha. They have practiced so many thousands of years Raganuga Bhajan. Raganuga Bhajan. Then they, by the grace of Ramchandra and और ये Shrutichari by going in the
prayer.
Yeah, they offered, they pleased the Lord by offering beautiful prayers to Him.
By greed, anyhow, by hearing or by seeing Krishna pastimes, Dirsa gopis or herd gopis, and they practice in the guidance of gopis, like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and they pass through Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, then Prem also. On the Raganuga practicing, having these bodies. And then they got some Prem and left their bodies and they took birth in Gopi womb and they got association of Nitya Siddha and they joined Ras and all leaders. But for Rishichari, they have not gone in their practicing life, Raganuga Bhajan. They have only Siddha Sapta from upper stage. But they have not gone to the level of Prem. So they took Jan in the home of Gopi, but they had no association with Smita Siddha.
They had association with their husbands.
Husbands?
Children.
Children. So, but they have Purbarad because they have sanskar Sanskar means?
Impressions.
Past impressions.
Hmm. So, they have greed and they have purvarag also. But Yogamaya thought it better not to go direct. So, their husband, by the help of Yogamaya, by their husband, he stopped them not to go Rasam, any Krishna Leela. That Purubharag, and that Purubharag was so much that by hearing the flute of Krishna, they became upset. And remembering Krishna, remembering separation, very, very deep separation. You are not hearing?
I'll hear better this way.
You said that they had so much purvara
and separation,
and their by the arrangement of Yogamaya, their husbands kept them back. Then they heard the sound of the flute.
Then, in Srimad Bhagavata it is written, and you have read perhaps, that tibra tap dhuta subha. Tibra tap. Birahatap Bhutasubha.
By Birahatap, by the heat of separation from Krishna, they gave up their body.
No, all inauspicious things, all the inauspicious things were burnt up in the fire of separation.
Body was there. Because their bodies were Chinmay.
Chinmay Rasa.
Chinmay. But partly not Chinmay. And partly Chinmay. Viswanath Chakravarti has told that they not left their bodies. But what was not Chinmay, partly,
that was
finished. This is Asu. And that Asu was that they had some attraction to their husbands and children and worldly affairs, everything washed. That is Asu, not this physical body. And taking Krishna, Krishna appeared at that time. And they saw Krishna and took Krishna with their eyes, through their eyes in her, and embraced so deeply that all subh went away. Prakshina bandhana. By this embracing of Krishna, everything what was subha also washed. What was subh? Kya subh tha? Batlao. Unka kya subh dur hua?
Pious results.
What?
What was washed away? The idea that they are the mother of children, the idea that they are the wife of husband.
It was asubha.
But also their attachment to their good qualities.
Subha means, sir.
Auspicious.
If a man does bhakti, every being, everyone loves him.
Yeah, yeah.
No? Here, their husband, everyone were loving so much to. So this also went. So Subh and Asubh both. Not clearly written here, but from Ujjwal in many and other I am telling. Then in Vishwanath Chakravarti has cleared in Raghavat Pachandrika
Madhurya Kadambini.
Madhurya Kadambini, no. Bhaktira Swami Sindhu Bindu.
Oh.
Then if now we have some Shubh and Ashubh both. Now, Ashubh worldly attachment and Shubha praise,
yeah,
wealth,
followers,
reputation, followers, everything comes automatic. But both are very big now. Obstacles in bhakti life. Vishwanath Chakravarti has told it in Madhurya Kadambini. That is anartha, sukriti uttha, duskriti uttha, bhakti uttha, aparadha uttha. You have read?
Yes.
Duskriti uttha, that gopis. Our duskriti uttha, so many, we have to entangle in so many botherations. Body is not good, full of rogue, sickness and so many things. We'll have to go through so many cases means so many things which are obstacles, and man, apaman, understanding, man, apaman, so many things. And Shubha, I have told. So when everything goes away, then Shuddha Bhakti, pure Bhakti, or Vishuddha Sattva comes. In their gopi, in gopi's case, in Rishichari, everything was not washed in Raganuga. There were something that Shubha and Ashubha, but for Sutichari, nothing was there. So easily there. I'm telling all these things, that these gopis in Benugi, when Krishna is going to cowherding, they have passed all these states. They are not ordinary. So always, 24 hours, they can remember Krishna like this. And this is in Purva Raghavan. If a man has some greed, not such will come state. Here, Vyasadeva or Sukadeva Goswami is explaining of six ritus.
Six seasons.
He has passed summer. Now it is sarat. In winter, summer, rainy season. Then
autumn, winter.
Then it will come. Then Basanta ritu.
Basanta.
If in Vrindavan, always like Basanta ritu, but yet there is some difference between all ritu. Here he is explaining of autumn, sarad ritu, Saradritu, because Ittam sarata swachha jalam padmakara sugandhina nevasata bayuna batam sagogo paloko achyuta. After any season, Krishna is entering in forest, Vrindavan forest, with cowherd's boy and so many cows. The season was very good. Water, whether in river and ponds, pure waters, and lotus were in full bosom, and on them bees were what?
Humming, drinking honey, flying hither and thither.
And chumban? Oh, kissing. Kissing all flowers. Air was mixed with fragrance of all flowers, belly, chameli, jui, and all other kinds of flowers were in bosom. Fragrance was coming. The air with the bhar mane?
Weight.
Was not in a mood to
blow. Heavy, the air was heavy.
Heavy. So it was, as a boy, very in child boy. He goes like this. Sometimes slow, sometimes. So air was like so. Very good season. Nevasat bayu na batam. Sa gog paloko achyuta. Krishna in this Vrindavan enters with all cowherds, boy and cows. Baldev Prabhu was also with them. They are seeing from their home. There are so many groups in of gopis, and each group they were talking like this about only Krishna. Kusamit Banaraj Susmi Bhringa Dejikul Ghusta Sarasaram Mahidram Madhupata Avagasya Charyanaga Sahapasupal Balas Chukuja Venum Kusmita Banaraj. Like this, all Vrindavan was full of so many flowers. Kusamita Banaraj. Every rituals, every seasons, flowers were in bloom. Also fall, fruits. In Sarat, no mango, no jambu fall. But everything was there. And mad bees were flying here and there on lotus and all other flowers, gathering madhu or kissing them. Dvijakul ghushta mahidram. Dvijakul means kakku, mayur, papiha. You know, don't know papiha? Pee kaha. Piu kaha mane in the
hour. That's the sound it makes.
Piu mane, piya mane priyatam. Priyatam mane lover. Always chanting like so. Pee kaha, pee kaha. where our lover is, Priyatam is. And Kakku, Kuhu, Kuhu, all Uddipta.
Sound.
But any meaning?
Any meaning that Kuhu, seeking or calling his, her, Priyatam.
Lover.
It is very Uddipna for these things. Dujikul ghusht sara mahidram. Then Krishna, nadi means rivers, ponds, and on the parvat means mountain, everywhere, all these birds were.
Govardhan Mountain.
Mm. Everywhere these birds were
singing
everywhere. And everywhere fragrant of flowers was there. Krishna in this state entered Vrindavan. Here, Kujaya Maso, Kichukuja Benum, all boys are going with Krishna. Krishna began to play on flute. They were going with Krishna, but all not playing on flutes. Krishna was playing on flute only. They had some singer, or they were listening only Krishna, because afterward this a shloka will come. Anubenu justam. Krishna was only singing on venu.
When the cowherd boys hear the sound of Krishna's flute, so
but,
beautiful.
But gopis heard, hears from there only Krishna's flute. Their only their sight, their drishti is towards Krishna. So they may be that with Krishna they are also floating, but they hear only Krishna sounds.
But the sound of Krishna's flute has a very different effect upon the gopis than upon the gopas, isn't it? The same flute sound has an entirely different effect.
Not only to gopis or gopis. Cows are hearing in another
way.
Radhika is seeing, hearing that Krishna is telling Radhika, Radhika, Radhe, Radhe. Lalita hears that Lalite, Lalite, Bhadra, Champaklata, all are Chandravali. Krishna is calling me. All cows are thinking that Krishna is calling me only.
So when the gopis heard Krishna's flute, when they ran to him, they thought only they were coming. They thought they themselves were coming. But Krishna was calling just them.
They think, gopis, that this sound is Pratinidhi of Krishna, representative of Krishna. Krishna has sent this. And they, by ears, they are coming here and is telling their whole wealth, that is
Hrdaya. In the heart.
And taking their hearts, the sound is going to Krishna with their hearts. Now gopis are seeing that heart is not here. She becomes so puzzled or
uneasy.
And they run after that sound, when that is chore, that thieves. They are, but heart is not there. They are not thinking anything. Only they are going. In Rasa Panchadhyayi it has been told. Then Sarah Mahidram Madhupati Avagahya Charyanga Sapaspal Chukus Chubayanam. Madhupati here, Krishna, by his Venu, his क्या उसे बाहर कर रहे हैं मधु his this मधु
lips
मधु is going in bansi with sound and it becomes like amrita
nectar
and this is going in the ears and gopis are drinking this nectar and they also become mad because in this sloka has been told tat brajai istriya asutya venu gitam smarodayam kaschit parokham krishnasya swasakhyabhyo nuvarnaya. Understand? Kaschit brajastya smarodayam. By drinking that madhu, nectar from Krishna's lips, through bansi, they became mad by kaam, smar udaya. Smar means prema also, but kamanuga or kamatmika gopis has kaam mani vishuddha. Prema. That Uddipana came on Uddipana.
Their ears were like cups.
They began to explain about Krishna, about Bansi, and everything of Krishna. Parokham Parokham
indirect.
They were very far away from Krishna.
Paroksham.
Bansi sound was not coming to them. But mentally they are hearing. Krishna was very far away from them. He was in Vrindavan. And they were in Goshtha, in their homes.
How it came so far, that sound?
So they were mentally hearing that Krishna is Paroksham Desh. That is, mane, Krishna Bansi Baja Raha Hoga. Om Bhavna Ke. But they are hearing.
Was he playing or not?
Huh?
He may have been playing or he may not, but they were hearing.
But they are hearing. They were hearing. I have a realization that when I was in my home, I used to see Ramayana drama. From 6 in evening up to 4 in morning. Very good drama of Ramchandra. When it was over, we were in our homes. Every, sab samay kaan mein sunai.
Still, the sound was still coming in your ears.
So, gopis are always hearing this.
Tad
varnitum arabdha smaranta krishna cheshtitam nashakan smarbegena vikshipta manaso nipa. Tad varnitum arabdha. They began to talk about this krishna cheshtitam. What krishna cheshtitam?
The activities of Krishna with the gopis.
With the gopis.
Those activities, from the past activities there.
This shows that Krishna Chaitanyam with the gopis, they have associate of Krishna. But
they had the company of Krishna.
They have company of Krishna. But yet they are in Purvara. This is the thing. These two should not be
together.
But yet.
It is contradictory and yet it is together.
But yet here together. The Krishna Chaitanyam. What Chaitanyam? In Srimad Bhagavatam. Unka chalna phirna gati. Gati. Lalit Bilas.
Lalit Gati Bilas of Balgu
Haas. Balgu Haas. Very beautiful smiling. Something. Sanlap. Sanlap means? Sanlap means.
Dialogue. Sanlap. Conversation.
Yes. Srimati has come to Kusum Sarovar. And gathering some flowers with Lalita Visakha. And at the same time Krishna was in a
protecting the flowers.
No. Krishna wanted to meet them. He chose the time and went to Srimati. Krishna told, who are you? You don't know who I am? Why you speak so? What should I speak? Krishna wants to speak with Srimati Radha. So he asked like so. Srimati has answered like this. You don't know who am I? The Krishna then told, no, I don't know who are you. You don't know. Why you have asked me? Because you are thief and you are stealing flowers. You are thief. By your cows and by your friends, you nashta kar rahe ho yahan ke
peds.
You destroy the flowers and plants of Vrindavan. We have planted them, but you have never planted it. Why you are destroyed? I said, why you came before this day? Have you come and asked me? So they were there quarreling. They are reminding all these sanla and Krishna Lalita Gati as a dancing manner. Krishna goes to gopis. And does like so. In dramas as we see. And Srimati Radhika don't come. These are Lalit Gati, Balgu Haas. Krishna loves so, smiles so gently that all gopis give their heart to Krishna. So these are Krishna Chestitam. Krishna Chest. By what? Remembering these things. Na sakan smar vegena vichipta manusho. They wanted to
get answer.
To explain all these things. How Krishna, beautifully Krishna is singing on Venu, and how sweet and gentle is here Gati and Krishna Chesta, everything. But they could not speak. Smarabhegena. Smarabhegena means by prem, force of prem. And this prem is of another quality, having with calm to meet Krishna, to test Krishna, to be tested with Krishna. Yes, sir. Okay. Okay. What's your name? Dhani Baraha Pidam, Natavar Bapu.
Famous verse.
Huh?
Famous verse.
In whole Srimad Bhagavata. Best slow for Krishna remembering. Baraha Pidam, Natavar Bapu, Karna Yo, Karnikar. Bibhratabhasa kanaka kapisam vejayanti chyamana randhrana venuradar sudhaya purayan gopa brindal brindaranyam sapadaramanam prabhisatake thakirti. Baraha pidam natavarbhaku. Karna. I have explained this sloka to you.
No. You mentioned it, that it is the most beautiful sloka, but you never explained it.
There are three slokas in Srimad Bhagavatam, parallel, but there is some
gradation.
What are the other two? Gradation.
Gradation.
The other two?
Brahma has told. Naumidhate abhrabhapushe tadidambaraya gunjavatansa paripachalsanmukhaya vanyasraje kavalabetra vishana venu lakshmashriye midupade pasupangajaya. This Brahma. And then Dvijapatni. Dvijapatni. Shyamam hiranya paridhim vanamallavara dhatu pravalanatavesam anubratansi vinyastahast itarena dhunanam abjam karnotvalal kapola mukhabjahas. Three slokas.
Different gradation.
Gradation.
How are they doing?
Brahma in bottom. In midst, Dvijapatni. And uppermost, highest level, the gopis. We follow gopis, not Brahma and Dvijapatni. They are also very high scale, but yet we want to follow this. Brahma here tells, in three slokas, there are some similarity.
One